All right, we're back here at Michigan Tech. It's the first intermission, and the Escanaba Eskimos skating with Painesdale Jeffers. Our player spotlight today, probably the tallest guy on our team, is Cody Nelson. What's up?
What's up, Jack?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. When's the last time I interviewed a Nelson?
Probably back when my brother played. Yeah. Back, what, 2015, 2016?
So it's been a while.
It has been.
Josh, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's probably listening.
Probably.
Didn't he pass us up today when we were on the bus?
Yeah, he flew right by us in a semi.
Yeah, I was wondering. Now, Josh, you know, it's a passing lane, but you don't have, we're going 65, right? He didn't have to go 70 in that semi.
I think he's trying to show off for you, Jack.
Well, it didn't. I wasn't impressed. Sorry, Josh. No, it's been a while. Yeah, I remember him. He was a great interview. We had a lot of fun. He was a goofy kid.
Oh, yeah.
So what about you now? Are you following in his footsteps or what?
Yeah, hopefully after high school, either get my CDL or, if there is a future, possibly weld.
Yeah, there you go. Both of them make more money than a radio guy, I'll tell you that. So when's the last time you got interviewed?
Never been interviewed before.
Well, see, there you go. So now, are you taller than Grant or not taller than Grant?
The last time I seen Grant, he had me beat. But I haven't seen him in a while, so he might still have me beat, though.
But you've grown.
Yeah, I have.
So how tall are you?
I guess 6'3", 6'4", anywhere in that range.
Okay, and then when you put the skates on, you gain an extra inch or two, right?
Oh, probably more than that.
So a guy your size usually plays basketball and not hockey. Have you always played hockey or what?
Yeah, not a big fan of basketball. Did it a couple years, and I like hockey a lot more.
Yeah, it's always like the tall kid, go play basketball.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to?
Mm-mm.
Nah.
That was not for me.
No. So your brother didn't either. He, of course, he's not as tall as you.
No. He's a short little guy compared to me.
He sure is. But you have a lot more hair.
Yeah, I do.
Now, we got to talk about that. We have to have a little conversation here because I promised I was going to bring some scissors.
I hope he didn't.
No, I forgot.
I've been working on this since August, so.
So what made you decide to grow out that much, as Coach called you just now, Goldilocks?
I don't know. I mean, Trevor and Gunner have been doing it a few years. I think I did it a year or two back, and I just thought it was kind of funny, and it looks kind of sick coming out the back of the bucket. So,
well, it's better than a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you're going to grow it, you may just let it flow.
I can't see myself with a mullet. But maybe if I lose a bet or something. But.
Well, you may not have a choice. Yeah, because some of the guys were doing mullets last year.
Yeah.
In the playoffs. I think you just stick with what you got, or I just bring the scissors.
No, I think we're good sticking with what we got.
So this team is a lot different than last year's team. You have a lot, and you weren't, of course, there, so you can't give us all of the details. But what do you like about this team this year? You don't have that many dudes. We've talked about that a lot. So everybody has to come together.
I like how everyone will step up, you know, no matter what's going on. I mean, the past couple of games with some penalties and whatnot, you know, other people are stepping up, like Schwab's. I mean, Brett got hurt. He steps up in D, and he's been playing really good out there. So, I mean, no one's afraid to step up and go out there and be a leader, and that's what we need. We can't have kids playing scared.
You know that if you don't do it, there's really no one else to do it, so you got to do it.
Yeah. Just got to go out there, have fun, and play smart hockey.
Now, how about for yourself out there? I know you'd like to be stronger on the puck, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an insult. It's true. You gotta get that little extra push in front of the net, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, that and the goalies are always pushing me, too, when I'm in front of the net and getting a couple hacks here and there.
Well, you know, if you ask a goalie, they'll say, no, they never do that. But they got that big goalie stick.
And the ref magically looks the other way. So
he does, and it's on the back of your leg. You get slashed in the back of the leg.
Yep.
And in the thigh, and they don't call anything, do they?
Mm-mm.
But if you put one pinky finger on a goalie.
Oh, yeah. Then it's a whole different story.
Then you're going to the box.
Yep.
So what do you want to see yourself improve on then this year?
Anything and everything I can. I mean, points, smarter with the puck, stronger on pucks, faster. I mean, any and everything I can.
Well, I'll give you a little advice. If you're going to knock someone on their butt, make sure they've got the puck. Otherwise, you're going to get an interference call every time.
Yeah, happened a few times.
Yeah, right. So, besides hockey, what do you do with your time, dude?
Hunt. I like hunting.
Oh, yeah? For what? You didn't go hunting for skunk, I guess.
No, no. I like to go deer hunting.
Did you get one this year?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I seen the grand pick. So where'd you get that thing at?
The woods.
Oh, geez, boy, that's really good. The woods. So that's like the whole UP is the woods.
Yeah, it's my secret honey hole.
Your secret. Who'd you go out with that day?
My girlfriend.
Ah, we're going to get to that in a minute here. So okay, and you mentioned that you might want to drive just like Josh does. Is it something you think you'd like to do, or is it because Josh is doing it, or the money, or what?
Yeah, so right around the time COVID hit and we didn't go to school anymore, I just started going to work with my dad, and I went basically from March right until August, and right when I went back to school, I was like, wow, this sucks. I mean, now I got to go back to school. That ain't fun, and I like going out in the woods every day, and I thought it was pretty fun, so I was like, I could see myself doing that.
So you're not going to be one of those guys that sits at a desk. And,
No, I can't see myself doing that.
All right, so I'm going to let you give your shout-outs.
I'd like to shout out to my dad, my brother, probably listening on the radio. Kyle, if he's listening, because, you know, for the birds. And all my family and friends back home.
And the woman.
Yeah, and my girlfriend.
Who's the woman?
Janaya.
Uh-huh. What's her last name?
Beaver.
All right. And I'm sure she's listening, and she's probably wondering why I had to ask you to say her name.
Well, I didn't know if she wanted to be shouted out or not.
Well, it's too late now.
I guess.
Cody, it's great having you on the team, man. I'll bring the scissors next time.
Oh, I'm good, but thanks.
I'll bring them to Kingsford after the new year.
Oh, no, we can leave them at home.
Okay. Cody Nelson, everybody, in our intermission show. More coming up from Michigan Tech after these words here on the Eskimo Radio Network.